Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It is your All Local for the 28th of March, 2023. Today, a little bit of a cooler day, low to mid 60s for our high, and winds out of the north. Yeah, it'll make it feel cooler, 15 to 25, gusting up to 30. I'm John Little. The gun violence at the Nashville private school is hitting close to home for some North Texans who are mourning the young daughter of their former pastor. KRLD's Austin York has the latest.
Chad Scruggs was a former associate pastor at Park City's Presbyterian Church before he moved to Nashville. Yesterday, his youngest child and 9-year-old daughter was killed in the attack at Covenant Presbyterian Church. Tarleton State Criminology Professor Dr. Alex Del Carmen says police have to be on the lookout on social media for would-be shooters.
Many of them actually have some sort of a trace, for lack of a better term, in social media, right? So they post a manifesto or they may tell somebody somewhere that they're going to be shooting people.
Today, Park City's Presbyterian will hold a prayer service at noon for both Scruggs and the school. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Six people, a mom and her five kids, remain in a Fort Worth hospital this morning fighting for their lives, all suffering from carbon monoxide poisoning. All six were rescued from their home last night.
Fort Worth firefighters found this family in such a bad way in their own home, they did not even take time to put on their own oxygen equipment, but just sprinted into the house to start bringing the victims outside. Those six victims, again, including five kids, were in critical condition. Due to their own exposure to the deadly CO gas, some of the firefighters were also taken to the hospital.
We also transported, I believe it was five of our own personnel due to heightened carbon monoxide levels.
Fort Worth Fire Department's Craig Trojicek says it looks like the source of the carbon monoxide was a vehicle left running in the garage. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The search continues for a 6-year-old Everman boy missing since November. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein is in Everman with the latest.
There's no evidence to suggest that he is deceased, but we are checking all of our boxes and making sure that we are as thorough as we can possibly be.
That's Everman Police Chief Craig Spencer talking about 6-year-old Noel Rodriguez Alvarez, who's currently the subject of an endangered missing person alert. Chief Spencer says investigators have been at the substandard building that the family had been staying in, and they also recovered an important piece of evidence.
Our investigators were able to recover a vehicle that was located at DFW Airport. It was the 2012 Chevy pickup that was listed in the initial Amber Alert and the Endangered Missing Persons Alert.
Inside that vehicle was an electronic visa that indicated that the family was en route to India, where Noel's stepfather is from. Noel's mother, Cindy Rodriguez Singh, is considered a person of interest in the case. In Everman, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Southlake, the school board has voted to leave the Texas Association of School Boards because of objections to the state board's diversity efforts. The board voted 5-1 to leave, only one board member, Michelle Moore, saying the district needed to consider what it will mean to leave the state board. But the decision is final, and Southlake Carroll is now the first school district in the state to leave the Texas Association of School Boards. The woman who claims that she is Jerry Jones' daughter has now filed a defamation lawsuit against Jones, according to ESPN. The report says Alexandria Davis has filed lawsuits against the Cowboys owner, the team's spokesperson, and a longtime friend of Jones, claiming they all took part in a, quote, deliberate plan to portray her as an extortionist. Davis filed a lawsuit against Jones last year claiming he was her father, but later dismissed it and filed a paternity suit instead. Jones tried to get that case dismissed, but a judge has ordered him to take a paternity test. Dallas County prosecutors want a judge booted off three murder cases, but the defense wants the judge to stay, so this afternoon an outside judge could settle that matter. Here's KRLD's LP Phillips.
The reason for the outside judge is impartiality. Collin County Judge Jim Pruitt will hear the motion of recusal of Judge Amber Givens this afternoon. The motion comes from the state, and the whole matter is tied to the missing evidence scandal at the Dallas Police Department. Givens has been assigned to three murder cases that are all tied to the same victim. During a pretrial hearing, the DPD file fiasco was discovered. Defense attorneys say it doesn't matter who lost what, they're entitled to all the evidence. The state says Judge Givens has made statements in court that lead them to believe she will not be fair in a ruling whether those murder trials can go forward. They want Judge Pruitt to remove Givens. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Former Texas Rangers closer John Wetland, charged with sexually abusing a child, will not have to stand trial after all. A judge has decided to close that case. Wetland's first trial last fall ended with a hung jury. Thanks to a judge's decision, there will be no retrial. His attorney, Derek Adami, doesn't know if Wetland will return to coaching.
He and I have not discussed that. I honestly don't know what his thoughts are. I don't even know that he's ready to even think about the next move. I think he's probably just so grateful right now that this is behind him and he can move on with his life.
Adami says a lot of people owe Wetland an apology for putting him through the case. He had been charged with continuous sexual abuse. The Texas Rangers are getting ready to welcome crowds for opening day Thursday, and the team has some tasty new treats for fans. Delaware North General Manager Casey Rapp says fans will find six new items at concession stands this year, including a pretzel topped with Flamin' Hot Cheetos and a hot dog with pizza toppings.
There's all these items that still tie back to a ballpark favorite, but it has a unique twist to it that you can try out. We always want to be thinking about what we can come out with. We'll have several times this year where we'll introduce stuff mid-season because we want fans to try new things.
One of those new things is the Boomstick Burger. That is a 2-foot-long Nolan Ryan beef patty topped with chili, nacho cheese, jalapenos, and onion rings.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.